Because you know what? I'm going to give myself an extra 15 minutes to get this piece of shit rolling. Because I want to write some notes here. I know that we got Don Berman, right? Yeah, my man Don Berman rolling here. My man. I know I'm your man, fool. Yeah, that's right, Don. Jesus Christ. Okay, so I'm talking about doing Berman and the whole Pence thing. Boy, is it hot in here, man. And I don't even know if Brea is comfortable. I think she is, because she sits against this far wall, and there's cold air coming in from over there. So maybe that's what she's digging. It ain't like she can't just leave the room. When the door is there, she could walk right out if it gets too fucking hot. So I don't know. It ain't like I can't leave the room. I can just get up and walk the fuck out of here, man. I mean, that'd be fantastic. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Are we? Okay. The story about this guy that saved lives, the Afghan national, the man in New Zealand I'm sorry, I'm not following it. Did he chase the guy out? Did he run at the guy? He threw a credit card machine at him. Where the fuck did he find out? It's fine. I don't doubt that it took place. I just don't know what the fuck. I can't sit. He chased him out to the parking lot. And then smashed the guy's windshield, and the guy split. That's what I'm gathering. That's from what people have reported here. What? Bob Green and Dr. Roxo going at back and forth each other. Where are we at, man? Okay. Ba da 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 dee 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 dee. I don't know, man. It's like all of a sudden I'm just a cat dad. Yeah, it's fucked up. I got to get, you know, I can't go anywhere. I got to get, where was I last week? I was going to go to fucking Atlanta. Actually, I was supposed to be in Atlanta. Not supposed to be. I thought I was going to Atlanta this Monday. I'm going to Atlanta a week from tomorrow. Yeah, a week from Monday. You're seeing this today if you're watching the repeat. For a couple of days, but I got to get Susie in here, man. Cause Susie, she's our go-to cat girl, and Susie, what's the name of the San Diego team? The San Diego Fleet or some shit like that? Like some naval thing, like the San Diego Sailors. Aren't they like the San Diego, shipmates or some shit. So I got to get her over to the vet tech so she can start giving Bray her insulin so I don't have to be fucking here, man, because it's like it's you can't do anything, man. You can't go anywhere, can't do anything, you know. It's like when I was going to adopt that rescue dog last year. Was it last year or the year before? Maybe 2 years ago. I was going to get that rescue dog, that poor dog, and I fell in love with this dog. The last minute I realized I'm not going to be here long enough. And I know it probably pissed a few people off, especially the people I was going to adopt it from. But you know what? I would rather have not bonded with that animal at all. And I didn't even meet the dog. I saw the dog on video. Then go through big rigmarole. It shows you I'm thinking, huh? I'm always fucking thinking. Somebody's got to think. Might as well be me. I don't do a whole hell of a lot of it, so, you know, I need the practice. Look at that. Mike Martz is the head coach of the San Diego, first-class seaman. I'm fucking around. Okay, I'm kidding. What do they call the guys in the submarine service? They had a nickname. I think sardines. No. All right. That's funny. I think it's funny anyway. Halftime, 15-9, Birmingham over San Diego. Woo! Yeah, Phil, you watch the NFL, don't you? How about that Super Bowl? You know, the Super Bowl was so fucking boring this past year that this last one was so goddamn insufferably dull. I forgot it was a low-scoring game, which was really a riot. You know, everybody predicting what? The over-under was, what, 35 points or something? Not 35. The over-under was up in the 60s, I think, but... And the goddamn game was at 16 points total. The Alliance of American Football. Why don't they just call it something like, the American Football League? Nobody's using that anymore. Or will people get confused? Does that mean, is this the Boston Patriot? All right. The Alliance of American Football. Foot massage. Okay, rock and roll, dude. Bob Grebe. You know, if she was cold, she would, like, move to the middle of the room where the heat is. So I don't know what I'm fucking worried about her for. Oh, you know what? Shit. Bob collects vintage men's magazines. He's got one called Farm Love that, you know... It's not what you think. How? Hey, whatever happened to that fucking dating service that Farmers? Remember the dating service for, like, white men? The thing was so fucking racist. You couldn't even believe it. Farmers Only or some shit like that? Yeah. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. And the reason why I say it was racist is it got pretty obvious there. They had this black chick, perusing men at nightclubs. And they're multiracial. And then finally she comes to Farmers Only or Farmers, whatever it's called. And there's the white guy waiting for her to, you know, fulfill her every dream. And I don't give a flying fuck if people think I'm imagining things. I know I'm not. So, and then it had, every motherfucker on there was fucking white. Fuck it. Every chick was white. The ones that were pitching it, you know. The customers were like, or whatever you call them, the clients were, you know, multiracial, multi-ethnic.
Right, Phil. I collect these magazines. I made the mistake of going on Twitter and saying... And trying to share my interests that
you collect. Well, Bob, these are nude magazines.
I didn't put. No, hold on. I put it. I said vintage men's gentlemen's magazines. These are for gentlemen.
Farm Love is for gentlemen.
That's right. You can put any dirt you want into it.
Some of the cats here had a couple. Wet spot annual. That's fucked. There was an episode of the Sopranos where Junior Soprano took no end of shit from Tony and the other guys because they found out that Junior went down on his girlfriend. And Junior had this girlfriend. Is that his name? Junior's the older guy. Was that his name, Junior Soprano? The old man, the uncle, that we never knew whether he had it in for Tony or not. Remember him? And he went down on his girlfriend. And the reason why the guys found out is the girlfriend bragged to her hairdresser, and that was it. And I was in that North Hollywood pilot with the actress, Robin Peterson. She played the girlfriend of Junior Soprano, who is, you know, in the scene, she's going, you know, take a lie, whatever the fuck you do when you're telling somebody to shut up. She's telling this chick, you know, about how great this guy is when he goes down on her. And this makes its way back to the fucking crew. And the crew starts giving him all kinds of shit about it, you know, south of the border, you know, they're just when they're out golfing. But the bad part about this whole thing is that he turned around, Junior, retaliated against the girlfriend, like he beat her up or something. It's really fucking a slice of just mental illness, man, from the TV view of the mafia. Let's put it that way. Some guys consider that to be what? Unmanly? Are you nuts? You got to be fucking crazy, man. You show me any guy who adheres to that line of thinking that it's kind of nasty, and I'll show you a real fucking, like, nothing but fucking cement between the ears, that guy. I won't go so far as to say the guy's, you know, in the closet, but what's your story? You know, what happened to you, man? Do I personally? No, I would never do that. But I'm giving shit to everybody else. All right. I would never do anything like that. Why, Phil? It's just. All right, man. So, here we go, dude. South of the border, down tuna. That was it. South of the border, down tuna fish way. It was pretty fucking rude. What in the fuck? Bob Green and Don Berman. Well, I know Don's phone bed is the news bed. Bob Green is the restaurant. No, the supermarket. Well, I don't know if this works or not. That works. Got that one, man. Come on. Oh. that one? I like that song. C'est la vie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah! 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 I knew you when. Yeah! Yeah! You were lonely. I knew you when you were only a girl all alone without love. The San Diego Fleet. I was right. That's the name of the team. The Fleet. Yeah, I'll bet they're Fleet. I'm fucking around. I don't mean to intimate anything. The Birmingham Iron. You know, if I was Birmingham and Memphis and San Antonio especially, I would feel somewhat used, you know, by these this endless parade of professional football teams that, you know, demand your loyalty and then they're gone. Then here comes another team, they're gone. Remember the San Antonio Gunslingers? They were in the old USFL. And then there was the San Antonio Wings, I think, and they were in the World League of American Football. And then there was a San Antonio. Then Canada came down here. Does anybody remember when the Canadian Football League expanded into the United States for like, what was it, 1 or 2 seasons? That was bizarre. That was way out there, man. What research did they do? What exactly, what kind of focus groups, you know? Boy, that, you know, I could have told you that wasn't going to happen, man. Because, first of all, the chauvinism of American sports fans, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it was, you know, we're not going to root for something called Canadian football. We just won't. You need to call it something else, which is not going to happen, you know. Then, of course, I don't know how they found stadiums big enough, because that's a problem. 110-yard fucking football field is a problem for a lot of places that can't accommodate it. All right. Now then. One more thing and then we're done. I just remembered one more thing and then we're done. You should remember. It's one more thing and then we're done. The Dan Abrams podcast. Is that right? Let's do it, man. Let's go for it, dude. Here we go, man. I don't know, man. So here we go for the 18th, right? Of the 18th of March. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, such as it is, such as it will ever be. You ready to do it? Well,